Alleluia. The Lord is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Okay, some of y'all did that. That's all right. Good. Let me say a warm welcome to all of you this morning. We're so glad to see you and so glad to celebrate this beautiful day, the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. What a glorious day it is. And I want to say thank you, as I always do. Look how beautiful the church is. Our decorators did such a wonderful job yesterday. And we had all kind of people helping with cooks and things. But I thought today maybe I'd invite you to give a round of applause. And let me tell you why first. I'll tell you who, and then I'll tell you why. Then we'll do the applause. As soon as I say who, don't burst into applause right away. But our choirs, our handbell choirs, and our musicians who have led us through the whole season of Lent, and particularly Holy Week, with just gorgeous, absolutely wonderful music. They work really hard, and can we express our appreciation to them? Finally, just one brief announcement before we jump into the service, and that is many of you have been concerned about Betty Terry, who has been in the hospital. It is my understanding she did go home yesterday, so please remember and keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And I think let's have a prelude as we prepare for worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the light, the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. All right, there may be other children who'd like to come forward for the children's message. Wesley, can y'all slide over and let me sit right there? I'm bigger than that. Yeah, I'm bigger than that. You're good. Thank you. Perfect. Well, good morning, everybody. How many of you like birthday? You like birthday cake? It's really good, isn't it? My favorite part is the icing. You hate the icing? The icing's great, isn't it? Yeah. The icing's all right. I like the icing a lot. But I have to tell you what some people did to me a number of years ago. It was my birthday. Yay. Pastor Gary, yay. And it happened, not today, but when the story I'm telling. It happened to be a day I was having a Bible study at the church. And so I didn't know anything about it, but the Bible study that came that evening threw a surprise birthday party for me. Isn't that great? Yeah. And they came in with this beautiful cake with chocolate icing all on it. And I thought, boy, that's really nice. It was all decorated. And then they gave me a knife and they said, now you cut the cake for everybody. And so I got the knife and cut into the cake. And do you know what they had done? They had iced a piece of foam. There wasn't any cake there. They had icing all over a piece of foam. They played a trick on me, didn't they? I'm like, what in the world? But I thought I would tell you that story today because today is what day?
Easter.
But it's also April Fool's, isn't it? Yeah, has anybody pulled April Fool's on you today already? Nobody said your shoe's untied? Nice, you look. All right. So, I thought the story about how they pulled a trick on me with the cake would be a great way to say to you that today is Easter Sunday, and today the trick is on the devil. Because the devil thought that Jesus was dead and gone, didn't he? But today we celebrate that Jesus has risen, and Jesus is risen now. So the devil thought he had won. The devil thought he had a great prize, but it turned out he didn't, because Jesus was victorious, and that's what we're celebrating today. So I hope when you have a birthday, nobody's going to give you a piece of foam iced or anything like that. Well, mine isn't either. But anyway, but I did want you to remember that today we're really, because the trick is for all of us forever. All right, let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for winning the victory for us, for saving us, and especially for loving us. Help us always to celebrate the new life you give. Amen. Go in peace, Lord. It's okay. It's okay. Sorry, Lynn.
A reading from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in this salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that Jesus did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Seated. Most of the time, I don't get much opportunity to watch a lot of television. However, over the past few weeks, as I have been recovering from surgery, I have seen a lot more TV than I ever expected. And to make matters worse, it was daytime TV. I don't know how many stations I can get on my TV, but I have to tell you, during the daytime, there's not much on. In fact, I have become well-versed in old episodes of Andy Griffith, Bonanza, and Gunsmoke. But as bad as those television shows were, I have to say, the commercials were even worse. Yes, I pay attention to commercials sometimes. And I guess what really all started with a car commercial, because I saw it over and over and over. On this one commercial, they're admiring how a car looks. And then the host says, and I quote, "Perhaps the most impressive thing about this car is what's inside." They open the doors, and inside the car is a long-lost family members of this person. Now, I saw that commercial a lot, and then one time it dawned on me that according to this commercial, the very most impressive thing about this car didn't have anything to do with the car. It wasn't the engine or the styling or the gas mileage or anything you might buy a car for. No. But if you go to the dealership right now and buy this car, don't be surprised if you open it to find your family from six states away inside. I guess that is impressive. Well, I got sick and tired about commercials about medications and about lawsuits based off of medications. The worst one was the lawyer advertising to file lawsuits for people affected by faulty lip implants. I'm serious. And that's when I began to notice a theme that was connecting all of these commercials. There was the commercial about MyPillow, promising that if you get that particular pillow, you would rest better than you have rested in years. There was the one, actually for several companies, advertising the benefits of step-in tubs and how much better life is with one. And I was floored. One of these commercials even features as a spokesperson Pat Boone. Remember him? There were the ubiquitous commercials for Nutrisystem and other weight loss plans, all indicating how much happier you would be if only you could drop a few pounds. And then there was the Publisher's Clearinghouse commercials and the promise of $7,000 a week for life. And the common theme that seemed to come through this constant barrage of commercials was a hunger for making life new and better. Get this and things will be better. Get that and you will be happier. Get this and it will make a real difference for you. Today, we celebrate something far more significant than a car that holds seven people. Today, we celebrate something more lasting than pillows or weight loss or medications. Today, we celebrate life made better, life made new, life made different. Today, we celebrate the risen Christ. No one could have expected it. Usually death is the end of the story. But when those women went to the tomb on that first Easter morning, things were different and unexpected and surprising and new. Death had become life. And it was a gift that was and is shared with us. Because of God's love and grace, we are different and unexpected and surprising and new. Resurrection makes a difference. Country music performer Brad Paisley has a song that he does with Sarah Evans in which he depicts a Good Friday conversation between Jesus and his mother Mary. During the song, Jesus says over and over, "Whatever happens, whatever you see, whatever your eyes tell you has become of me, this is not the end. I am making all things new again." Today we are made new in the love of Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Eternal God, we give you thanks for the joy, light, freedom, victory, praise, and wonder we feel this day. We thank you for the gift of new life in you. Make Easter real in our lives daily. Each day, make us aware of how you make us new. Each day, make us aware how in love you make us yours. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Lord, so often our world seems caught up in Good Friday and not in Easter. We live in a world with school shootings, conflicts, people persecuted for their faith, and more. Take our world and transform it into Easter joy. Lead us to peace. Fill our hearts with love and compassion for others. May your love and grace shine out through us. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Savior, this is a day of grace. And as we receive your grace today, may we learn to live grace in our own lives. As you have reached to us, may we reach out to those who are sick and sorrowed, those who are afraid or lonely, those poor and hungry, those far from home, and those who are forgotten. Be with and bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are all glory, hosanna in the highest. Holy, living, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Christ's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever.
Amen.
Serve the Lord.